Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. Oh, there it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Time to feed you some more football. NFL Lunch style. One more time, if you missed it last night, as heard on the Fan. Jacksonville 31-28 over Kansas City as they improved to 4-1 on the year. The Chiefs dropped to 2-3. Boy, just when they look like they were back against the Ravens, goes to show you that, hey, maybe you bet against Houston the next time they're on the field because they looked really good against Baltimore last week. But we'll get into that over the next couple of minutes and certainly over the next couple of days. But John Harbaugh yesterday, Ravens head coach, met with the media, and one of the questions from the masses to Coach Harbaugh was, you know, with the problemos you got going on, which are plentiful, could we possibly see changes made?
I talk about everything. You know, I mean, I got a long list, you know, based on how the game went. I can tell you that. There's a long list, all three phases, but It starts with that for sure. You look at, you know, how guys did and where guys are at and what you need to do and who else might need an opportunity, you know. And a lot of that's with the injuries, too. I mean, getting guys back, you know, that'll take some pressure off some guys that were, you know, thrown into a tough spot, did their best, and they'll grow from it. And then scheme-wise, too, there's a lot of scheme stuff we have to look at. A lot of scheme stuff on all three sides. A lot of scheme stuff offensively, some scheme stuff defensively as well. That we got to continue to evolve.
Bob, I mean, just the comments there. It's like a lot of scheme stuff we got to look at offensively. And there's a few things we need to look at defensively, which is the 31st ranked total team, 31st against the pass, 29th against the rush, 32nd in points, 32nd in touchdown passes, 31st with getting sacks, 32nd in getting interceptions, 29th in quarterback rating, 27th in third down. So there's just a couple things that they need to fix defensively.
And what I gather from that, just the comment we heard, and I don't want to take it out of context because I didn't hear the whole press conference, was, well, players got to play better and we just need to tweak some things schematically.
He was talking about fundamentals, you know, a guy, a step here, you know, playing with new guys, it's a step late here, a step late there. Biggest thing I see with the D-line, Bob, they can't get off blocks. That's the biggest problem is they can't get off blocks, you know. And if you can't get off blocks, the running back, all right, your front line, they're blocked, you know, and a lot of times they're comboed up on a lot. Linebackers are trying to get off the center or whoever, you know, and then who's making all the tackles? You know, your linebackers or your safeties. because your D-line ain't making any.
I mean, Teddy Buchanan had 15 tackles the other day and had the green dot.
Yeah, I'm not watching that, Bob. I mean, it's not like he's making them at the line of scrimmage or behind the line.
They were not vintage Ray Lewis impact.
No, they were 5 to 10 yard gains.
Now, both sides of the ball, the Ravens have had their struggles. And John Harbaugh states the obvious as to why that is here.
I mean, we were on the field for 40 plays yesterday, basically, that were executed. That's way low. We've been between 40 and 50, 55 plays. So that puts a lot of pressure on your defense. So that's complementary football. You got to be able to sustain drives, get first downs, get ahead of the sticks. Same thing on defense. You want to put them in long yards. We've been in long yards, and our opponents have been in manageable. That comes back to first down again, first and second down. Comes back to running the ball, but it also comes back to the complementary plays off the run. So we got to execute better, and we have to stop the run better, although it was better on tape than I thought, and I think we're going to be okay with that. I believe that. And we got to run the ball better, but we've also got to make people pay for stopping the run better.
Hofta. It was better on film watching it. I mean, you are ranked 20. Now you're giving up almost 150 yards a game rushing. You know, I mean, last year they gave up like 80. So I don't get it, Bob. I mean, I to me it was kind of embarrassing. You know, the other thing that bothered me was, you know, the hustle to the ball. You know, 11 guys at the ball. It was like one or two here.
But again, it sounded like he was putting the onus on the offense. We're only running 40, 55 plays, and it puts pressure on the defense.
Well, I would say this, Bob, is, you know, if you look at time of possession each quarter, I mean, like the one drive, which team was it now? They had a 12-minute drive.
Pick a game.
Yeah. So, I mean, come on, John. I mean, hell. If the defense can't get off the field and are on the field, doesn't matter. I mean, you're putting so much pressure on Lamar and the offense that you got to score every time you have the ball because you're only going to get limited possessions. I think it's more about the deep. You know, I mean, with Lamar, forget the
Cooper Rush.
Yeah, forget with Cooper Rush. I mean, to me, it looks like, you know, it's pulling teeth to score points with Cooper Rush. You know, but I mean, at least with Lamar, they can make big plays and do those types of things. But I mean, you're an offensive guy. You're sitting there and you're like, oh, well, we'll be back out there in about 15 minutes, you know, and then we'll be, you know, if we tie it, well, we're going to be down. We got to, you know, you just got to keep scoring.
Houston's first drive of the game, they marched down the field.
And Bob, it wasn't hard.
No.
You know, and then the Ravens, they had to work to get down the field. Then they ended up kicking a field goal.
NFL Lunch, Vinny at Haney 105. So the Fan Nolan's on the other side of the glass. We get to his funhouse later in the hour. Now, here's an interesting one, and you heard a little bit of it during Nolan's update a few minutes ago. But John Harbaugh was, remember last year's defense struggled early. This year's really, I mean, come on, we compared them to 81 Colts, one of the worst defenses in the history of the NFL. So any similarities?
Last year, there were some real challenges, and we were able to get those things turned around and fixed. And I talk about the defensive staff and Zach. That was impressive. And I feel like these things that you're seeing right now are more fixable. We've got to get veterans back on the field, put pressure on the offense more than we have.
Yeah. Well, going back to last year's thing, and Bob, we talked about it off air. You mentioned it. Kyle Vannoy was the player of the month in September, sacking the quarterback.
Correct.
You know, they could stop the run. Their communication was horrendous. That was the problem. Marcus Williams, you know, and Simpson was bad, you know, and they had to fix a couple. Once Dean Pease and the staff came in and got it straightened away, then it was fixed because they got rid of Marcus Williams and other things. Now, this year, with the coaches and Zach Orr, this is easier to fix. Bob, I don't know. Maybe he's seeing something different. But if I'm sitting there, they're giving up 409 yards a game to me, this one, you know, unless you can rush the passer, I don't know how you fix it.
You mentioned Dean Pease. Here's John Harbaugh talking about how much they're relying on Dean, who I thought was kind of out of things, and Chuck Pagano.
He's been there every day. You know, he's into me. He's a big part of how the defense is built already. You know, Chuck is involved. He's on the phones. He's making suggestions, you know, on the phones all the time. It's a great conversation with the whole staff. And Chuck is a great coach, and he's a huge part of it. And he and Zach are talking all the time. And, you know, he's right in there. That's one of the reasons I'm so confident, you know, because Chuck's there. And we talked to Dean, too, just so you know. I mean, had a conversation with Dean and, you know, today, you know, and Zach has a conversation in the staff, you know. So, you know, he's watching. He's, you know, he cares, you know, so he's part of what we're doing. We got people that we lean on for sure.
Dean's probably saying, what in the hell did you do to my defense? You know, but Zach Orr's the one that is calling the defenses and, you know, and making the adjustments or whatever. But, I mean, there's more than that. Last year, I don't think we had all the missed tackles. I don't recall, but we got missed tackles up and down. And maybe that's how John says, you know, the run defense is going to get better if we tackle better. They've had, you know, in the last three games, they've had over 30 missed tackles. You know, and how many mental errors have they had? The communication in the back end looks fine, you know, and guys up front aren't getting off blocks. They're getting hooked. And I think John talks about the fundamentals. Okay. You know, the fundamentals suck right now, you know, and the steps are wrong. And, you know, if a guy steps in the wrong gap, you create a hole, you know, all those types of things. So I don't know. I hope John is right, Bob. That's what I hope. I hope he's right. And what he sees, you know, to be able to fix it, they can get it fixed. Because right now, this is the first time I felt like Rams going to score as many as they want. I mean, I've never felt that like that before. I even thought they were going to win last week, and I was an idiot, I guess. You know,
yeah, all did.
Yeah.
And didn't we thought it was going to be, picked 19-16.
Yeah, Nolan was the only one that was right. And,
but he didn't say 44-10.
Now, this week, Bob, I'll be shocked if the Rams don't score 30.
I'm kind of expecting 44-10. But we do have breaking news, Nolan McGraw, in the world of the National Football League.
Yeah, the kind of news that makes you triple, quadruple check. Wait a minute, is this real? But it is, according to Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero. The Bengals trying to find a solution for their quarterback issue. They're trading with the Browns for Joe Flacco. No idea what the compensation is yet.
Oh, I got it. I got it right here.
Oh, you do?
The Browns are trading Joe Flacco and a 6th-round pick to the Bengals for a 5th-round pick.
Okay. In a corresponding move, the Bengals released Mike White from their practice squad.
Oh. Damn, now how do we, Bob, there's one more thing we got to get done before Flacco's career's over. We got to get him with the Steelers.
Yeah.
Then he's got the whole division.
Yeah, he's starting to stack some teams. Because what, he had the Colts, he's got the Jets, the Eagles, the Broncos.
So does that mean Shedeur Sanders is the backup?
Yeah, unless Brian Sipes coming out of retirement here. So Joe Flacco to the Bengals. The Fighting Flaccos are now residing in Cincinnati. Jake Browning. We'll come back. Vinny's Feeble Five. Something tells me we're going to talk more about them coming up here in a couple of minutes. I could be wrong, but are we going to be talking about the Ravens? And then Nate Davis, USA Today, talking about the NFL through 5 weeks. Look ahead to week 6. Some pretty intriguing matchups.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dubs for sure.
In Haney's Feeble Five, a handful of teams we wish the Ravens were playing. 105.7 The Fan.
Earlier in the program,
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Vinny's Rod, Nolan McGraw. We gave you, Vinny did, his Dirty Dozen. 5 weeks in, led by the Detroit Lions. Now we get to the opposite end of the spectrum. It's the Feeble Five, the five teams that we say, hey, we love the Ravens to play them. Eh, they probably all want to get the Ravens on that field themselves, I would guess.
Bob, let me go back to like when we did week one Feeble Five. It was New Orleans, Tennessee, Cleveland, Jets, Giants. And now, coming in at number five, 1-4 New Orleans.
You suck!
They did beat the Giants, though, 26-14. And they're hosting New England this week, which... That New England's kind of riding high right now, and I don't think they're going to be a turnover machine. Well, they were against the Pittsburgh, but they weren't last week because the Giants really helped them out a lot. You know, so New Orleans, they're competing, though. They play hard.
But Alvin Kamara looks like he's kind of...
He's gotten older.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't have that burst and stuff anymore. Coming in at 4-1-4 Miami.
You suck.
Yeah, they lost at Carolina 27-24. They're hosting the Chargers. And
they blew a lead at Carolina.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah, and they just got a lot of... Like, the defense is horrible. They're ranked down there with the Ravens. You know, so the defense is not stopping anybody. But you know what? They got rid of all their good players. All their expensive players, they got rid of them. They got rid of, Bob... Anybody that was kind of a malcontent type guy or had a personality, they got rid of them all. And with that went all the talent, you know, and Tyreek Hill is out. I don't know, you know, that everybody was praising him for how he was handling it. Probably just happy as hell. Oh, I'm out of this crap, you know.
Hey, good news for Miami fans. Darren Waller's looked good in the first
year. Yes, he has. Coming in at number three. 1-4 New York Giants.
You suck!
Yeah, they lost at New Orleans 26-14. They play Philly Thursday night. And the Giants are a -5 turnover ratio. That's the biggest problem with, you know, all these young guys. Jackson Dart's turning the ball over, fumbling, throwing interceptions. Scatabo turns the ball over.
That was a huge fumble there.
And I think kind of disappointing is their defense, they thought the defense was going to be dominant. I mean, they got, Bob, they got three pass rushers. We'd take any of them. You know, Abdul Carter, Thibodeau, and Burns. We'd love to have one of them. And, you know, they're not doing much defensively. Coming in at 2, 1-4 Tennessee.
You suck!
They beat Arizona 22-21. They're at Vegas. They, can you believe Tennessee's a plus one?
Cannot, because Cam Ward had turnover problems early.
Yeah. And, I mean, their quarterback, he gets a crap beat on them. They would have been down, 27-3 if they don't fumble the ball going into the end zone.
DeMarcado.
Yeah, I mean, then the game's over and they get blown out again. I mean, that's where it was heading. You know, then they gave them some momentum. Now, the worst team is 0-5 Jets.
You suck!
They lost to Dallas 37-22. They're playing Denver in London. Now, the Jets, they're -8 turnover ratio. So, they don't get them, and they give them. You know, so that's not a good thing. And they've got 8 guys back on that starting defense that was good last year. And they suck.
Yeah, their compete level was not ideal, for sure. Because Dallas went in there and just ran them up and down the field.
So, I mean, and that's kind of a bad... I mean, because you look at Cone... You know, you look at the new coaches, you know, and all the guys of the new, you know, Vrabel, and they're playing hard for them. Now, the Jets, I don't know if they are. I mean, on TV or whatever, they were saying this may be the next Rich Kotite for the Jets.
That's not good because his record in New York was dreadful.
Yeah. So, in summary, it's Jets, Tennessee, Giants, Miami, New Orleans. Ravens are hovering. They're hovering right now. I mean, if they get blown out again... You know, they'll probably be in it.
If it was an ugly 8, would they be in the ugly 8 instead of the feeble 5?
Oh, that'd definitely be an ugly 8, yes. Oh, no doubt. And Bob, you go from number 2 or 3 overall, top, you know,
sure,
top 12, to the feeble 5 in 5 weeks? Whew.
If they would have, well, a lot of ifs and buts, but if they would have won that game in Buffalo, they probably would have been number 1 the next week in the Dirty Dozen.
No doubt.
But they didn't, and they ain't. Vinny brought up some of the games. Week 6 NFL season that starts Thursday. Phillies at the Giants, as Vinny pointed out. Eagles 6.5 coming off a loss at home. You got the Rams at Ravens right now. L.A. 7.5-point favorites. Denver and New York over in London. Broncos 7.5. Cardinals at the Colts. Indy 6.5. Chargers at Dolphins. -3.5 for the Chargers, but all of their running backs are hurt. Najee Harris at Hampton. And their offensive line's totally decimated. Khalil Mack's out. So, I'm not taking Miami, though, Nolan, no matter what happens in that one. New England at the Saints. Patriots -3.5. Browns now minus Joe Flacco. At Pittsburgh, 5.5. Steelers. Cowboys at the Panthers. Dallas -3.5. Seattle's at Jacksonville. Jags -1.5. Tennessee, it's the Raiders. Raiders -4.5. I might lean towards the Titans in that game. Cincinnati, now with Joe Flacco. At Green Bay, Packers -14.5. San Francisco, the Bucs, one of the big games of the weekend. Tampa -2.5. Detroit's Kansas City. Hey, Chiefs losing record, man. They're 2.5-point favorites, however, at home. And then 2 Monday nighters, Bills at the Falcons, Buffalo -3.5, and the Bears at the Commanders, Washington -4.5. Remember, last time was at Chicago was at Washington last year. They got Hail Mary.
Yeah.
Where the guy's posing for pictures in the end zone while the guy, they're catching the game when he touchdown pass. But coming up next, Nate Davis, USA Today, talk the NFL with him. Stick around, and then a fun house trip. Nolan McGraw, Inside Access, takes over at 2.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's welcome back our buddy Nate Davis. Nate, good afternoon. How are you feeling today?
Good. You guys are always good about playing the U2 walk-up music for you, so thanks.
We got you covered. Now you got to hit a home run, you know what I mean? But anyway, last night, you know, we're watching Kansas City, and they were here, you know, well, last week the Ravens were there, and Patrick Mahomes looked like vintage Mahomes. He threw 4 touchdowns. They were cooking, and it's like, hey, who's the best team in the AFC? And, you know, hey, watch out for the Chiefs. Well, they lose at Jacksonville. So the loss is more indicative, Nate, of what? That Kansas City is not, in fact, back, or that Jacksonville is, in fact, kind of real contenders this year?
Well, the internet gave me my favorite answer to that last night, and they said the Chiefs are winless since Taylor Swift's album dropped. Oh. So I thought that's got to be the reason. But I think give Jacksonville the credit. You know, Liam Cohen is going to be a front runner for Coach of the Year. Seems like he's got Trevor Lawrence pointed in the right direction. Obviously had a great impact with Baker Mayfield last year, and Devin Lloyd, their linebacker, is looking like I think he was the AFC Defensive Player of the Month, and then he has that big night last night. I mean, they've gotten Travis Etienne unloosed. I mean, they're not the Jags that is really aren't flying under the radar anymore. But you know, this is probably all good news for the Ravens, just how jumbled the AFC in general looks right now. You know, we'll find out if teams like the Jags and the Colts are really built for the long run, and obviously at some point they'll run into each other. But it's kind of fun now. Seems like you can make a case for a lot of teams being atop the power rankings right now, with given what a mess, quote unquote, mess things are right now.
Nate, when you watch the Ravens right now, what do you see?
Well, I mean, I think it's what we don't see, right, Vinny? I mean, it's 4 all pros on the inactive list and a couple other pro bowlers and all that salary cap money sidelined right now. I was at the game with the Monday night game they lost to Detroit. And I mean, even before all the injuries really started piling up, I mean, certainly there were defensive questions. And then obviously,
right, yeah.
Matt Ibuike injury again is a big part of that, and you really have to be kind of concerned what's going on with the front. I mean, it seemed like they finally had figured out or addressed their issues from last year on the back end, but now it's the front end that's failing them. So But I mean, that being said, I think they're good enough to beat teams 40-35 when they don't fall apart in the fourth quarter. But I mean, the question is, I mean, are they really legitimately going to be a Super Bowl, you know, kind of contender, even if they get the offense going again?
What do you think about the Browns trading Flacco to the Bengals?
I like it. I mean, I thought the Browns had to do something. I mean, you know, Joe Burrow's not coming back probably for another 2 months at least. I thought it was silly, people that were floating the Kirk Cousins thing, because we know the Bengals don't pay. But, I mean, Joe Flacco's making $1.3 million, and he's got to pay basically $1 million of that. So I think you bring him in, you give your guys a shot in the arm. You know, he's going to go out there and unconsciously fling it to T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase. And I think he just couldn't, you know, hope that Jake Browning was going to kind of revert to his 2023 form. I mean, eight picks in three-plus games wasn't going to be viable. So, you know, and I think, you know, as tight as the Bengals are with the purse strings, I think they also didn't want to waste the season after giving all that money to Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and giving Trey Hendrickson his raise. I mean, otherwise it's just going down the toilet and waiting for next year. I mean, there's too much football left to be played. So I applaud them for doing something proactive, which, you know, I think it's the third in-season trade the Bengals have made since the merger or something. So you know, good on them from that standpoint.
So, Nate, right now, the way it looks right now, the Bengals are going with two rookie quarterbacks as their 1 and 2 quarterbacks?
Yeah, it seems like the case, unless they're going to go back, trade back for Kenny Pickett or something. But that's the other part of this thing is Shador is now the backup in Cleveland. I watched the game pretty closely Sunday. I mean, I didn't think Dylan Gabriel did anything that was should play him out of that role. I mean, I thought it was a conservative game plan, and he was good about, you know, I think giving up on the plays you should give up on, you know, kind of that whole sometimes the best play in the NFL is a punt. I think they could afford to let him cut it loose a little bit more. But heck, I mean, they were winning with 25 seconds to go. And, you know, they're supposed to be able to win on defensively on that team, and the defense slowed him down there on the final drive. So, curious to see what more they have with Dylan Gabriel. Got to believe we'll probably see Shador at some point. And I think we should. I mean, they got to figure out what they have there with the two first-round picks next year, because, you know, if Dylan Gabriel's not going to turn into Tom Brady, or Shador isn't either, you got to think that they're probably going to be quarterback hunting again at next year's draft.
How about Pittsburgh sitting there at 3-1 in division? Everybody else got a losing record. You know, and do you think more than 9 wins the division, Nate?
Do I think more than 9 wins for Pittsburgh, or the 9 wins the division?
Wins the division.
I mean, maybe. I mean, like you said, it was the best kind of bye week is one where you pick up a game.
Right, absolutely.
So yeah, what a great weekend it was for Pittsburgh. I mean, I thought Pittsburgh, I kind of had them pegged at 11 wins, I think, this year. I think they won 10 last year with the Russell Wilson experience. So I feel like Aaron Rodgers is one win better than that. Like to see the offensive line play a little better. And, you know, we'll kind of see how that running game shakes out with the injuries and whatnot. But, yeah, I mean, I think kind of just process of elimination, you got to say that they're – not only favorites, but I mean, they are currently the division leaders, and you know, they're going to run into some tougher games here, and they've got that big Aaron Rodgers Packers reunion game at the end of the month. But I do think that, you know, and I thought this a month ago, I do think this team has enough to finally break through for that playoff win they've been waiting for almost 10 years. And I don't know, maybe a little more just given the way the state of the conference is right now. I mean, you know,
Nate.
No Nate.
No Nate.
Well, it's always great to talk to Nate Davis, and we do him a solid, Nolan does, get him the U2, because that's Nate's kind of favorite band there. But, yeah, Pittsburgh, 9 wins. Does it take the North? Possibly.
Yeah.
But even though the odds makers, and we're watching Bruce Arians right now on the Pat McAfee show, minus volume, of course, a lot of these guys still think the Ravens are going to win the division. It's all dependent on Lamar Jackson.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
And we'll know more tomorrow whether or not he's trending in a positive direction. You still think, Vinny, that...
Oh, he's out. Yeah, I wouldn't play him unless he said I'm 100%. And I don't... Bob, when have we ever heard of a hammy being a one-week deal?
Yeah, and it's cost him one game, pretty much a quarter and a half of the previous game. You're already up against it with him against the Rams. You know, hit your bye, get healthy, and hope that the schedule becomes friendlier for you.
Well, the thing is, when you look at it, Bob, you know, you're sitting 1-5, all right, for you, and you have 11 games left. You got to go at least 9-2. Is that possible to get to 10?
Anything's possible. Just ask Lloyd Chrisman from Dumb and Dumb. It's a million to one. Saying there is a chance. We'll come back, go to the Funhouse. Nolan McGraw, Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock. But yeah, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson.
Yeah.
Sign of the Ravens practice squad.
It means that, one of two things to me, Bob.
What's that?
Well, it means either Lowry was really bad, which I think he was, or that Kyle Hamilton may be out longer than we think.
Could be a combination of both. Don't forget the team that just stormed through Baltimore Sunday got rid of him after three games. Gardner Johnson still gets his fully guaranteed 25 salary with the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
So the financial ramifications for the Ravens are minimal.
Yeah, so it's a no-brainer. You know, I mean, it costs them nothing. You know, if you like the guy, it's, you know, you can cut him in a week if you want. You know, and they'll probably ramp him up, you know, and see, Bob, how he learns things. Because I would think that if you need him to play, you're getting him ready for Chicago is what you're getting him ready for.
Yeah, released three games in Houston. Joe Flacco traded to the Cincinnati Bengals. Flacco in a 6th for a 5th, right?
Yes.
So there you go. So does he plug and play?
No.
With the Bengals?
I would imagine he's got to learn the offense a little bit, you know.
I mean, it's like one turnover machine coming in for another turnover machine.
Yeah. And a guy you take, Browning's got a little mobility where Joe has none. And the old line's bad.
Yeah, and every time he was getting hit in Cleveland, he was putting the ball on the ground.
Yeah.
When he wasn't throwing picks. But Joe Flacco's still doing what he loves. And, you know, God bless him. Who are we to judge? Nolan, how are you feeling over there?
Feeling all right. Not really moved by the C.J. Gardner-Johnson addition. I mean, obviously, practice squad addition, so that doesn't really move the needle to begin with. But he is a recognizable name. To me, though, this just seems like it could be another Deontay Johnson-type midseason addition. I mean, this guy's had a lot of drama. Got into it with his teammate Slay during his time with the Eagles. Worked his way out of Houston after they traded for him after just 3 weeks. Apparently was unhappy with his role there. So this seems like a guy that's never quite satisfied.
Well, I think the thing they learned with the Deontay Johnson one, bringing him in, tell him up front what the role's going to be. You know, and then here's what we're expecting from you, your role to be. And can you handle that? If not, we won't sign you.
We have time for a fun house?
Quick Draw's Fun House.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Start with Eric in Bel Air, who says Zach Orr is John Harbaugh's pet project. The dude was 31 years old when John gave him an NFL defensive coordinator job, despite having never coordinated a full defense in a game at any level. Not sure what it is, but I think John's going to take the ship down and go with it before he gets rid of Zach Orr himself.
We'll see. Let me just say, we'll see after the bye. That's when we'll see, because if changes are going to be made, they're going to be after the St. Louis game.
So if that does end up happening, did John Harbaugh not just pull a Mike Elias here, saying, you know, Brandon Hyde's job is safe, and then a week or so later, bye-bye? If that were to happen.
But he goes out of his way to defend him. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
He's playing. We were talking about earlier, Nolan. He's like, well, you know, if the offense could move the chains, you know, the defense.
Right. And when questioned about, do you need personnel changes? Do you need changes to just all that? Yeah, we're evaluating everything. You thinking about making a change of coordinator? No, that's not the answer. So he's been steadfast. Yep. If he turns around and reverts on that, I mean, to me, it's the same thing as Elias.
Well, sounds like, you know, what you hear is Elias didn't do it. It was one of the owners that did it. And in this case, Bisciotti's been known to do that.
44-10 again.
Yeah.
It's going to change a lot of minds, I would assume.
This texter here says the contract extension for Rashad Bateman was a mistake. They moved too quickly when they didn't have to. Tried to get him on a bargain. If he was actually producing, I'll admit it would be a bargain. But the truth is, the majority of this guy's career has been a disappointment.
I would tend to agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, look, they
2 years ago, we're calling him a bust. Right.
Right. First so last pick. Year, great year. As the texter notes, he's had one good year. But he did have multiple still, at least another year or two, on that deal that he had already signed a couple years ago, which was a bargain in its own right. And then they doubled down on it. Again, didn't give him that much of a pay increase, extended it even further down the road. At the time, we all called it a bargain. But if he's not going to, if he's going to go back to giving you, you know, 300, 400 yards a season, then no, he's not worth it.
Right.
All right. One last text here. This one says, think about the veteran leadership that the Ravens have let walk away or probably could have retained over recent years. I've seen guys like Calais Campbell, Kevin Zeitler, Morgan Moses, Jadeveon Clowney, just to name a few. What a difference those guys would have made on and off the field for this year's team. That's Brian and Timonia.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, a lot of different reasons why. You couldn't afford some of them. You know, that's a big problem there is financially. You know, and when you lose guys every year, guys you want to keep. And as they get older, the young guys got to step in and play. It is what it is.
It's going to do it for us on this Turn It Up Tuesday. We're back tomorrow with Woman Crush Wednesday. Inside Access coming up here in a matter of minutes. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.